welcome to 10 Minute Match Day, your last minute final word podcast out every Penrith Panthers game day and presented by the Western Weekender. I'm Troy Dodds. Nathan Taylor is with me. Happy Match Day, Nathan.
Happy Match Day, Troy.
Whether you are on your way to the game, preparing to watch it on TV, or you've just woken up and you're excited about the match, we are here to get you in the footy mood. Let's get straight to the rundown. It is the Panthers versus the Roosters. Thursday night football, second Thursday match in a row, 28th of March, and 8 o'clock kickoff tonight at Allianz Stadium. And Nathan, it should be a pretty good game of footy, I reckon, match of the round.
How good is Thursday night footy, Troy? We love it every week, and it's back again for 2 weeks in a row. It should be the match of the round. I mean, we thought last week's grand final rematch was going to live up to the expectations. Fortunately for Penrith fans, they got the job done pretty early, so the game sort of fizzled out towards the end, but I'm expecting a much closer affair tonight at the beautiful Allianz Stadium.
Yeah, and it will be a big game. The headlines during the week, I guess we can't escape the main one, and that is Nathan Cleary, hamstring injury. A bit of a strange one in that even Penrith officials were saying over the weekend, there's nothing wrong, it's all good. But it turned out he did have that little hamstring issue, and he's out of this one. So that allows Brad Schneider to come in. How are Penrith going to cope with no Nathan Cleary?
Yeah, look, it's not the first time Nathan Cleary's had a bit of a break during the year. Every year, actually, in the last few premiership seasons, Nathan has taken a sabbatical, as Ivan called it yesterday in the press conference. But look, it's obviously a huge loss. You can't underestimate Nathan Cleary and what he does. He's the man of the side. He's the playmaker. He's your leader. He's your game manager. So to be missing him is a huge blow. But it gives the opportunity for Jerome Luai to show us what he's got and show Tigers fans what they can look forward to next year. And Brad Schneider as well. I was hoping to see him in the World Club Challenge due to his experience in the Super League. But now he gets his chance in round four against the Roosters.
Now, what do we know about Brad Schneider? He's, of course, just came to the club just in the off-season.
Yep. And yeah, he's from Canberra, a Canberra player originally. So he played a few games with them over the last couple of years, but he also went to the English Super League last year and played with Hull KR. He wears a headgear, Troy, so he'll be another part of the headgear crew out there. It's starting to get a bit confusing out there, especially when Taylor May last week had his headgear on, and yeah, everyone seems to be wearing them these days. But
do you know where he was born, Nathan?
Is it Adelaide?
It is Adelaide. Now, yes, okay. Not too many first grade rugby league players,
but
born
there is been some
in Adelaide.
Right?
Yeah, there's definitely been some, but yes. Yeah, very interesting that he's born in Adelaide. But look, good to see him here, and of course he follows on from this little procession of halfback fill-ins that we've had for Nathan over the years. Jack Cogger, of course, successful last year. Sean O'Sullivan before him.
Yes,
it's been a pretty requirement given, as you mentioned, Nathan's had a few few injuries during his time. Now the other big story of the week, the other headline without question, is Scott Sorensen's injury has paved the way for MG Mark II, Maverick Guy, to make his debut. Now I think we've all been waiting for this for a really long time. Yeah. It was anticipated it might happen at the back end of last year. Wasn't to be, but he finally gets a chance to run out in a Panthers jumper.
Yeah, exactly right. And Ivan Cleary said the other day that he thinks that Mav is ready. I asked Ivan in the press conference, I said, do you think this is like one of the biggest debuts in Penrith history? And he said, oh, you can say that, but you know, every debut is big in his eyes for every parent and of a football player. So, but it is, if you think about it, Mark Geyer is an absolute Penrith legend. You can't deny it. And his uncle Greg, of course, as well. The pedigree is quite amazing. So I think there's going to be a bit of pressure on him, I guess, to try and live up to those guys. But I think it'll be great to see him out there finally.
The other story, of course, revolves around the Roosters. Now, we don't like to see players injured, but we probably had a little bit of a smile when Sam Walker was given a Category 1 concussion last Friday, because I meant he was going to miss this game. The first hints that the Roosters weren't happy with that came in the post-match press conference. Trent Robinson kind of indicated that the Roosters weren't happy with that assessment, that he was fine in the dressing room. Turns out that he's good to go. I guess they go through a process and he will play in this one tonight.
Yeah, I guess these things can happen and they can get these decisions changed. I don't know, if every club would have that that sort of luck there, getting a Category 1 change from Category 1 to Category 2. But the Roosters managed to do it somehow, and Sam will be there. Look, Sam's obviously a good little player. I wish Nathan Cleary was there because it would be a great battle between the two. But, I mean, they've also got Luke Keary back in the halves as well. He was missing last week too. So it's a pretty strong halves pairing there compared to Penrith this week.
Now, before we get to an incredible stat in Panthers Roosters games, it is time for our chairman's code word.
Okay.
Now, this promotion's gone out. Hopefully, you've seen it on social media. If you hadn't, here's your chance to win two tickets to the chairman's lounge. We've given the masked Panther the two tickets, and this is how he's chosen to give them away.
Okay.
So you can join us in the chairman's. You'll get your drinks, your food, yep, games for a game of your choice for this season. All you need to do is have this code word that we're about to give you, and then head to either page 40 of the current edition of The Weekender, or check out the Masked Panther column on westernweekender.com.au and see how you enter.
Yep.
But you know you need this code word. And Nathan, I'm here to tell you the code word is Brandy.
Perfect.
There it is. So there's the code word for you, Brandy. And just go to page 40 of the Western Weekender this week, or read the Masked Panther column at westernweekender.com.au to find out how you enter with that code word. All right, now, Panthers Roosters. Now, there was a time, Nathan, when Penrith and the Roosters had a bit of a good rivalry. It was win-loss, you know, kind of thing there. We, of course, played against each other in the 2003 Grand Final. But you can believe that Penrith have won their last 9 matches against
incredible
the Roosters.
Stat.
It's a pretty incredible run against Trent Robinson's team, given that that does include a period where the Roosters were right up there as premiership contenders.
It's certainly a snuck up, that stat, for sure. I mean, nine wins in a row is, you know, unheard of these days, especially against a blue ribbon club, as Ivan Cleary calls them, and the Roosters. I think, did that record begin on that 2020 season when Penrith won? You know, they were down by 12 or something.
Well, 2020 season, of course, we won that round one encounter just before the COVID shutdown. And Trent Robinson was among those declaring that win should be voided.
Yes.
When the competition started up again.
Can't imagine why. And so that's when the run started.
Yeah, that's when the run started. It's been a pretty impressive run. Some pretty big, the 29-28, of course, that 2020 finals game. That was a great finals win in Penrith.
Yes.
And some other pretty big wins, including, I mean, you got to look at last year.
This is
incredible. 48-4 and 30-6. So Penrith have certainly had the win on the Roosters. But I've got to tell you, Nathan, I look at this Roosters team tonight. It's a pretty good-looking team. I'm not tipping against the Panthers, but I'm liking the Roosters.
Of course, and they always have had good-looking teams, let's be honest. Like those teams they've run out over the years have been good, and let's not forget the game that Penrith smashed the Roosters at Allianz last year. Nathan Cleary wasn't there for that game either. So, you know, they have had history of beating the Roosters without some of their big gun players. But look, the Roosters did beat up South Sydney last week, and I think the league knows what we think of them lately. They haven't been very good at all. So I think it'll be a close match, but Penrith should still have the experience to get over them, I think.
All right. Well, let's find out where you're watching the game, Nathan. Where will you be?
I'll be in the corporate suite over at Allianz Stadium, actually, Troy, to watch this one.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you go to the corporate suite. I'll just watch it from the... Well, there's no hill at Allianz Stadium. But
might see you around there.
You might see me there. Now, I'll be there as well. We're looking forward to it, actually. It's great corporate facilities there at Allianz Stadium. They do a wonderful job. All right. Final predictions. How is this one going to unfold? Who's going to win it? And how close is it going to be?
I'm hoping the case is that we're all worried that, you know, with Nathan out and a few changes, that it's going to be a tough one. But hopefully we can put our minds at ease and that Penrith do win comfortably. And we're sitting there cheering young MG on and hoping for a good game from Brad Schneider as well. So Penrith to win and hopefully in more comfortable fashion.
All right. Well, I've actually got very, very close. I think Penrith by 2. I really think the Roosters will try and knock down the front door. You know, there's probably some vulnerabilities there a little bit so far this season for Penrith, and with no Fish still there, no Sorensen now. So I actually think Penrith sneak home by 2. But I've got to admit, you were worried about a couple of games this year. I am worried about this one.
This is the one you're marked down.
This is the one that I'm just a little bit concerned about, but we'll see what happens. It should be a great game. Again, it's on both Channel 9 and Fox. And of course on SEN and Triple M as well. So lots of coverage out there if you can't get to Allianz Stadium, but there is still tickets available. So if you want to make a last minute trip, it's like a Friday night game with it being Good Friday tomorrow.
Exactly right. Everyone should be down there. That they should be. And Liam Martin said yesterday there'll be an even number of Penrith fans there, especially with Mav's debut.
Okay, Marto, we'll go with that. But they will be very loud, Penrith fans, because Mark Guy has got his whole crew.
He does. A going few busloads heading down.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty incredible. All right, Panthers, Roosters, Nathan, we'll chat to you next week when the Panthers prepare for their match against Manly.
Yep.
And go the Panthers tonight.
Go the Panthers.
Ring that siren, Scotty.